It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Tony, the new biopic on the late chef Anthony Bourdain, with Dominic Sessa playing a 19-year-old Tony who is an ambitious writer until he discovers a passion for cooking in the kitchen. The time is 1975, and as the film begins, he's rejected a fellowship at a college and reunites with a high school crush of his, played by Emilia Jones, who is spending the summer in Provincetown. Sneaking out of his New Jersey home, he takes a bus and ferry ride to find her, and he ends up working in a seafood joint owned by Antonio Banderas. Tony was directed by Matt Johnston, who writes it with some angry, hungry, and consistent vibes with Todd Bartels, Lou Howe, and Matthew Miller. It delivers those qualities with a reminder on what Anthony Bourdain has contained in his career. These are just the early stages, and they're not as easy as they should be. In fact, his life wasn't as easy as his cooking was. But that doesn't mean Tony nor the documentary Roadrunner are depressing films, because despite the subject matters, they aren't. And Sessa, in his best performance since his breakout role in The Holdovers, shares some laughs, dialogue, and timing with Banderas, Jones, and Leo Woodall as a tough junkie chef. Tony is another delicious film version of Anthony Bourdain's story, and you should make a reservation. For more my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies!